I think the devil tries to bring all sorts of information to us at this time of the year, around Easter or around Christmas. There's such a blizzard of information that comes to us, confusing things, hoping that somehow people would become confused in their mind, hoping somehow they can cast doubt into people's mind. I've never understood why some people have such a passion to destroy the faith of Christians, unless it's just to justify their own evil character. This is what Jesus said to his disciples, how he would help them to discern the truth and they could stick closely to the truth. It's found in John, the 14th chapter, in the 25th verse. "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You see, Jesus said, don't let your heart be agitated. Don't be agitated in your spirit. Don't be in turmoil. Don't be troubled. And don't be afraid about all the things that are out there, because the Holy Spirit will bring all things to our remembrance, and he will help us to understand the commands of Christ we find in the New Testament. And that gives us great peace. If you have not asked the Father for the Holy Spirit in all of its fullness in the name of Jesus Christ, do so this morning. Simply make of yourself a sacrifice, just as Jesus made himself a sacrifice unto God for the benefit of the world. So make yourself a sacrifice, offer yourself to God, and ask him for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Comforter will be yours, and you can have peace of mind knowing and clearly discerning the truth that is in Jesus Christ and the truth that is in his commands and his teachings. Let's pray. Father, I pray this morning for a blessing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that if we know how to give good gifts to our children, so much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the fullness of the Holy Spirit today, that I may live this day according to the life and the words of Jesus, by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.